Let them know that you just told me that you just got pregnant by another guy and we're supposed to be married.
But you know what? That don't even matter because we got a baby on the way, so we can be able to take care
Who
of
has him. A baby on the way?
I'm about to say, I have a baby on the way.
Yeah, you have a baby on the way.
Yes, but this baby can also be yours. What are you talking about?
What you mean can also be mine? I didn't get you pregnant. Somebody else did.
But right now, that don't really even matter. We have a baby that's about to come into the world.
You have a baby that's about to come into the world. You have a baby that's coming to the world. We don't have anything that's coming to the world together.
Exactly, but you're going to be a great father.
Who's the baby father?
That doesn't even matter, bro.
Who's the baby father?
It doesn't matter.
You're right. It doesn't matter because it ain't me. And I'm not taking care of it.
Why not?
So what you gonna do?
Why not?
What you gonna do? What you planning on doing? No.
So you're just saying you're just gonna abandon this baby?
You abandoned me when you decided to go out and get pregnant by somebody else.
Man.
You didn't care about this marriage. You didn't care about me. All you cared about was yourself.
That needs to be forgiven. That's in the past.
I can't forgive. That's something that's unforgivable to me.
Unforgivable.
It's absolutely unforgivable.
I'm your wife. You can't.
No. Oh, now you care about being my wife. Like, how long have you been cheating on me? This whole time, I think that we're being married and we're together and we're committed. And you've been out here going out having and getting pregnant.
That's okay, but listen, though. This baby that's going to come is definitely going to change all of this.
This is not about to change nothing. Yeah, no, you're right. It is about to change something.
Exactly.
It's going to change everything. It's going to change. It's
going to be a happy family.
We're not going to. We're nothing. We're not going to be anything. You are going to be in a happy family with this guy that you got pregnant by.
I'm about to say, he's not even in the picture. He doesn't even
He's absolutely.
Matter.
I'm not in the picture.
No, you are.
I'm not. I don't have anything to do with this.
Why not? Because
you're trying to make me want to take care of your. You want me to take care of your child. Your child. That's your child. That's not my responsibility.
I am caring the child for you, though, right now.
How are you caring a child for me if you got pregnant by somebody else?
Because that doesn't even matter. Like,
you didn't even let me know that she was trying to get pregnant. Yes, it would matter if you need to figure out what you're going to do with your child, with this man, and I have nothing to do with it anymore.
Man,
this is your problem.
I gotta say, no, this is going to be our problem. What you talking
no,
about?
No, it's
I
not. No.
Bring this baby in without
I have nothing to do with this. And it's crazy to me how you think that I'm actually absolutely supposed to be taking care of your of this child.
Why wouldn't you want to take care of this child? Bro?
Because I didn't get you. I'm not the one to make the baby with you. It's not my child. You did all the work, and guess what? You did all the work, and you can continue to do the work without me. I have nothing to do with this.
You can take care of this child.
I can, but I'm not.
Why?
Because I'm not. I didn't get you pregnant. What are you saying? You sound so crazy right now. What do you mean? Why not?
I don't because you my husband.
How are you okay with cheating on me, though?
You're making me stressed.
Let's stick to the fact that you went and cheated on me. Let's stick to the fact that we're married. You cheated on a married man. You stressed yourself out. You did this. You put this on yourself. You should have thought about that when you decided to go cheat on your husband of 10 years with somebody that you won't even tell me who it is.
Because they don't even matter. They are nobody. It don't even matter.
That's not my problem anymore. That's not my problem anymore. That's not my, this is your problem now.
I am carrying
the kid. We were supposed to be married. We are supposed to be a family. We're not anymore.
Man,
I can't support somebody going out cheating on me and getting pregnant.
Oh my God.
And look at how you acting. Like, you don't even seem like you even care.
I do care. That's
you don't act like you care. You seem like you care more about financial stability. I guess you can't take care of it, huh? And that's why you're telling me.
No, for real. Like, literally, this can be a partnership here. Like, this literally a blessing.
No, this isn't going to be anything. I think that we need to consider some stuff, reconsider some things.
We don't need to consider nothing. You can't help me take care of this child.
I'm not taking care of anything. I don't want anything to do with the child. And I don't want anything to do with you, actually. I don't want to have anything to do with the child or you.
No.
So you have to figure it out on your own. I'm done with this. But guess what? I just want the world to see what type of person that these women are.
Oh my goodness.
We got to protect ourselves against women like this. We have to protect ourselves against women like this. We can't trust them. Let this be an example for men to make better decisions in the future. This is the example of a woman you don't want to be with, fellas.
Take heed. Take
care of this kid. Yeah, whatever.
Like he said, she just wants his financial support. She already showed her true colors by disrespecting him and getting pregnant by another man. She does not care about him, nor does she value him.
Seriously, Matt.
I'm not selling the car.
Yes, you are selling the car. I already told you. It's either the car or our family, because I'm pretty much over it. Yes, I'm pretty much over it.
You're literally making zero sense right now.
Matt, I am 1,000% serious that the more I think about it, it just pisses me off about how much money we spent on that car, or how much money we could be saving if we got rid of your car. I already told you, it's me or your car.
Okay, that's not a realistic
thing. Okay, well, you choose.
Are you being serious?
Yes, I'm dead serious.
We're not selling the car. There's no reason to sell the car.
Okay, whatever.
What are you talking about? What are you What are you doing? Did you really just throw that out there?
Yes. Don't pull over.
Did you really just throw your ring out there?
Yes.
I don't care. Why the hell would you throw it out the window?
Because you're making me angry. I already told you it's me in the car and you're not deciding. All right, well, don't bother stopping because I don't want to wear it.
I don't care if you don't want to wear it. I'm finding the ring.
Why?
What are you talking
about? Just leave
about?
It there. It's fine. I don't want to wear it anymore.
I can't believe you don't want to wear it. What are you talking about?
Well, you made me mad, so no,
okay,
I don't want to wear it.
So you throw out your ring?
Yes, I don't want to wear it anymore.
Because you got mad?
Yes.
She's acting like a toddler who isn't getting their way, throwing a tantrum because he won't follow her demands. Keep in mind that they have kids, and she's threatening to break the family apart over something like a car.
Are you serious?
I, 27 female, screamed at my husband, 28 male, over his hobbies, and now he's changed, and I don't know how to fix this.
Oh, man.
Hey, everyone. I need some advice about a situation with my husband. We've been married for 4 years. He has a room where he keeps all his hobbies. Sim racing, aviation setups, soccer analysis tools, Lego sets, music production equipment. Basically, it's his sanctuary. He's super analytical and loves writing down and dissecting things, from sports to politics. He's slightly on the spectrum and very introverted, so he doesn't have close friends. I'm really the only person he shares everything with. He's always inviting me into his space to be part of his interests. I love him and appreciate that he wants to include me, but sometimes I just need some time for myself. Recently, I snapped. I yelled at him, saying some hurtful things that I didn't mean, like how his interests bore me, that he needs to get a social life, and even questioned why I married him.
Okay. It sounds like you hate your husband.
I regret every word, but my anger got the best of me, and I couldn't control it in that moment. Since then, he's completely changed. He stopped spending time in his room, moved to sleeping on a couch, and barely talks to me. He even ignored our usual tradition of watching our home nation's soccer team play, something he'd never skipped before. Instead, he was working on his laptop, breaking our no work at home rule. When I asked him about it, he said he didn't care about the game and mentioned that maybe he should be more like his father, who's a workaholic and who my husband idolizes. He even added, I don't blame him for divorcing at the age now. And I've apologized multiple times, but he just says, it's okay, maybe you're right, and shuts down any attempts I make to talk about his interests. I'm terrified he's considering divorce. I know I messed up, but I don't know how to rebuild trust and help him feel valued and loved again. I don't want to lose him, but I'm unsure how to approach this and make amends. Any advice?
You definitely have to go to therapy, learn how to communicate better. Couples therapy could help as well if he's willing to. But yeah, it seems like you're just dumping on your husband for who he is as a person.
His home and that room and her was his safe space. And the fact that like he got yelled at for it, to me, that's betrayal. It's just like, wow, you can't accept me for who I am. And that's a huge deal breaker for me.
God, I can't believe how sick and twisted some people are.
What? What is
that? Oh my God, it's been raining all day. It's cold. Somebody left these little guys outside that want to bring them in. God, there's got to be 12 of them over there. Come here. Come here, babies. Oh, God, they're too cold to even move. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I got you. Some people, man. If you're cold, they're cold.
What are you doing? Are you doing that video or yourself?
Yeah.
Or me?
Yeah.
Are you secretly filming me?
Who are you?
Who am I?
Mr. Red?
Hey, for you to know. Hey. I'm the dude going to the 12th floor. They just decided today to divorce his wife after 15 years. That's who the fuck I am.